to the meeting. Please press 1 and I'll connect. Please wait for the tone. Then say your name and press the pound or hash key.
Clayton.
When you hear the tone, you will be the 2nd person to join the meeting. Joining the meeting.
Clayton.
I'm calling him.
Okay. No answer?
He's in the
meeting.
Oh, this is
Harry. Hello?
Hey, hello. Hey, how you doing, Harry?
Good, good.
Yeah, so we're gonna conference in my boss, Dr. Gopi. Right now you're on a call with Rick as well. We're gonna conference our boss in right now.
Joining the meeting.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Dr. Gopi. Harry is here on the line with us. Harry, this is my boss, Dr. Gopi.
Yeah. Yes. Hi, Harry. Thank you for taking the call.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. I hope Clayton explained that we are building an app, and we would like to talk to you about that. And,
that's fine.
Okay. Number one thing I want to find out is what can we help you with in an app? What are the top 3 things you
would
like to see?
What kind of app are you designing?
It's something that would help you during your daily work, like from leads to invoices to marketing, everything.
For mechanics?
We don't want, huh? For mechanics, yeah.
Okay. So you're designing an app for mobile mechanics, correct?
Yeah. Auto mechanics.
Okay.
Right.
So, I personally do only Mercedes and BMW.
Yeah.
Okay. And I don't do heavy work like rebuilding engines.
Okay. Go ahead.
But, I mean, if I was to design an app, if you want my opinion, I would do it so that you can see the availability of this particular technician, and whatever that particular technician specializes in, whether it's domestic, whether it's foreign, you know, and it can be manufacturer specific. Does this guy only do brakes? Does he only do suspension? Does he do check engine related problems? Like what the technician specializes in? What are his strongest points? So,
right.
I mean, obviously everyone can change a spare. You know, most mechanics can change a spare, but not everyone can go into troubleshooting. That's the biggest thing, troubleshooting. Why does my light not work? Why does this not work? Now,
That's very valuable.
So depending on who your technician is, you know, a technician is a tool. So how good is your tool? Like, does he have the resources? Let's say he takes on the job. Does he have the resources to complete the job 100% without it coming back? You know, you have to have less than 5% comeback rate. There's going to be comebacks, whether you like it or not. No, there's nothing 100%. But what are we going to do to not make it more than 5%? My comeback is less than 5% right now. So from 100 clients, five of them will say, Harry, you know what? There's still noise there, which is not bad from 100 clients.
Right.
So you wanna keep that at a minimum, because that way your technique, because when it comes back, you're doing the job for free. You know, you're doing it twice, not getting paid. So what are you going to do if it gets come back? Are you going to send the same technician out, or are you going to send somebody else out? You know? So there's that too, because a lot of times mechanics are like, oh, he didn't fix it the first time. How am I sure he's going to fix it the second time?
So these mechanics work for you, right?
No, I only work with myself. I don't trust anybody.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I don't let anybody
use my... Then when you said dispatching,
I'm saying you're designing an app. You're not going to have only one guy, right? You're going to have multiple.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So
you're talking
on the
about...
app. So okay. You would check my profile. Okay, 32 years old, 8 years of...
So you're talking...
cool or not.
Right. You're talking about...
There should be a bio on the technician and what the technician is capable of.
And you are willing to put the bio up?
I'm sorry?
You are willing to supply that bio?
Yeah, I'll give my bio.
Okay.
Why not?
Oh,
how many years I've done? I've graduated from automotive school. What fields I've worked at, when I've worked there. You got to have a bio on the guy so that you're selling the technician. Not only are you selling, you're doing the job to make the money, you're selling the technician. Hey, I'm a Porsche specialist. You know, I'm not, we're not sending a mobile mechanic. We're sending a Porsche specialist, certified Porsche specialist. That way the guy's like, oh, okay, then I don't have to stand on top of his head and watch the work. He can do his job. He's a specialist. And, of course, you know, the technician has to be dressed up, you know, like a presentable.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's from the point of view of people who are looking for a technician, right? From the point of view of client. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'd also like to know what you would like in the app. Like, would you like leads or would you like other functions in the app?
As a technician, what would I want to see?
Uh-huh.
The bio on the car, how many miles it has, what the symptoms are on the you know, the issue. Are the issues duplicatable? You know, if I go out and say, oh, sometimes it does, sometimes it's not, that's key too. Because you don't want to waste your time. She says, oh, you know, sometimes my radio doesn't work. Okay, so can we duplicate the noise? Can we duplicate the symptom? Duplicate. Can we duplicate the symptoms? Technician, where is it located? Is it an apartment? Is it a house? Is it under the garage? Where is the car situated? Is it on the side of the street? Yeah, so where is the car located? What symptoms it has? Is there a battery? Is the battery okay? Do I need to bring a battery with me? You know, when you're troubleshooting, you always have to have minimum 12 volts. So if they've been sitting there trying to start the car, there's no battery. Okay, that's extra time that needs to be put to replace the battery or charge the battery. Your technician has to have the resources. He has to be, you know, a 10-in-1, like a pocket knife. When he gets there, okay, does he have source to charge the battery? Does he have the gasoline with him? Did he run out of gas? Like,
Now, would you expect somebody to fill a form or something, or is it okay if they call you and talk about these things? Or
the form's nice. That way, you know, you might be busy with one thing and it might slip your mind. That way you can go back like an email and read exactly what is there on, you know, it's a hard file.
I agree with that, but do you think a lot of your clients would take the time to fill that all up or just talk to you?
With the newer generation, that's no problem. With the older generation, you know, they rather just explain it. They're not too tech savvy, so, which you gotta, you know, be flexible. So, talking is great. You get to hear the tone of the person. You know, what you can understand after 5 minutes of speaking to someone, you know, what kind of person he might be. So, I think most important is knowing the condition of the car, the location of the car, and you already have to know your, like for me, when somebody calls me and it's something Mercedes related, 50% of the time I already know what the problem is. Just that I'm a specialist on that. So I think what's key is, depending on what kind of job is needed, like brake jobs, that's no problem. Every car is pretty much basic. You know, you need the basic tools. But then you also want the guy who prefers to work on that car. Hello?
Hello, sir. Here.
Oh, you're still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
One question again I wanted to ask you. Are you actively getting leads in the app?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Are you interested in getting leads from the app?
Leads? I personally don't have the need for leads. I have work waiting for me before I can finish my second job. So I'm always got work for me. For somebody who's maybe beginning, yes.
Uh-huh.
I would say that's a great source, you know? Why not have
leads?
Or not even leads, like let's say there's jobs waiting. Uh-huh. You know, there's 10 people who need brake jobs. Okay, I finish the job, I'll say, okay, you know what? I want to go to North Hollywood, or since I'm in North Hollywood, I will gladly do this brake job for Brenda on her Toyota Corolla. Boom, I'll lock it in. Once you lock it in, then you
Why would you ever pay for an app? What would prompt you to pay for an app?
To pay for an app?
Hmm. Is there anything that an app can do for you?
And I can get one job off of it, that's solid.
Oh, okay, got
so
it.
So for leads, it would be worth it, you know?
Yeah.
$5 a month, you know, it's a cup of coffee at Starbucks, so I wouldn't mind paying that. But like advertisement, I don't advertise. So, you know, Yelp reached out to me, they wanted me to advertise for $300 a month. I said, you know what? I don't need that. I have enough work. They're like, oh, well, how can you not, why can't you take on more work? I said, because I'm a one-man guy. I don't like working with other people just because I don't like, in the past I've had bad experiences where I had to go over the job, do the job, and I hate that.
Yeah.
That
people,
cuts into my time. Yeah.
People bring their cars to you or do you go to their place?
Both. I have a shop also, but mainly I do roadside because a lot of times people don't want to pay $150 a toy. I said, no problem, pay me $70 and I come to you. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Half the price. I get the cheese done. A lot of times they let me work in the driveway. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes minor stuff like like simple little things. You know, sometimes it is a larger job, you know.
Right.
Like, let's say replacing a starter
or,
you know, a suspension component that's broken.
How do you keep track of your customers? You know, do you have an app for that, or do you do it on the desktop or just email?
I save it in my phone. I save their name, what they drive, and their VIN number.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That helps me know what they've done. And then, of course, invoices.
Uh-huh. Would you like the app to do that for you? Like,
customers? Being organized is key. That's the number one over anything, being organized. So you can just click the button, boom, okay, here's the profile on the car. What is the spin on the car, you know? That way you know what... It's like when you go to the doctor has to do your physical. So it needs to know the whole condition. So
if
we can upload the physical of the car, that way me as a doctor, I know what my patient is.
Right. So for that organization, if something is very well organized,
I hope I'm touching on that.
Yeah. If we give you that organization as a function, right? Are you willing to pay more for the app? Like instead of $5 a month, $10 a month?
Why not? I mean, how promising is the app? $10 is still fine. $20 is still fine. If I want $20, that's still worth it.
That's true. That's true.
So
that's
I think true. $20 is not is still fair a month.
Okay. Now, is there any other problem that you face every day that you would like help from an app?
Directions, you know, having to with ways to give you the shortest time to go to the website.
Uh-huh. And that's not good enough, or you want
to?
No,
I mean, I wouldn't want to open a separate app for ways. Why not have the app have you give your traffic, you know?
Hey, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. Right.
Okay. So,
and
then what time the client is available, you know?
Yeah.
That's key. I mean, just like a cable company, you know, they get a work order, the repair order, and they'll tell you, okay, this client will be home from 3 to 5 or from 8 to 5. So you call the client, say, hey, you know, I just called you from, you know, the mechanic app, and my name is so-and-so. You look at my profile.
Mm-hmm.
Right there, my name is Joe. Joe, Jay, or whatever, check your profile. When would be a good time for me to come, you know?
Well,
that way you get to greet the client, and then you go from there.
Well, thank you very much. We don't want to take any more of your time. Thank you. And do we have the address to send the check to?
No, I'll get it. I'll get it. I'll get it from him, Dr. Gopi.
Okay. Harry, thank you very much. Could we call you again when we progress on the app?
Yeah, let me know. I'll be happy to be one of your technicians. You can check my profile. I'm on Yelp. I have a website. I've been doing my own business for 3 years now. So
wonderful. Wonderful.
You have a good. You'll have a very good return rate if you use me. So let's do business,
thank you.
Brother.
Thank you.
All right.
Hey, Harry. Where should
leaving the meeting.
Who should we make the check out to, Harry?
You can make it out to the best of both motors.
To the best of both motors?
Yeah, best of both motors. BESTOFDELTHMOTORS. Best of both motors.
Okay. And where should we mail it to?
Mail it to 7904.
7904
Wilkinson Avenue.
I'm sorry, can you repeat
that? Wilkinson Avenue.
Okay.
In North Hollywood.
Okay, North Hollywood.
California. 91605.
91605. All right, awesome. So our accountant will be in tomorrow, and we'll go ahead and mail that check out to you tomorrow. You should get that within the next couple of days.
Thank you, both.
Thank you so much for your time, Harry. Thank you. We definitely appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye. Yeah.